Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about animals, we're going to celebrate Mildred Hill's birthday, and we're going to see how much we don't know. But to get us started, here are some songs for the 4th of July holiday, starting off with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five.
Easy on the eye, a little bit independent. when we dance. A little bit independent was romance. A bit of sophistication in your glance. And yet you're easy on the eye. Whenever I'm with you alone, you weave a magic spell. And though it be a danger zone, I only know that you're swell. Oh, a little bit independent with your smile, a little bit independent in your style. But how can I help but love you all the while, when you're so easy on the eye?
Glad to share all your grief and care, but
We began and ended that set of songs for the 4th of July holiday with some musical fireworks. Fireworks, written by Spencer Williams, who also gave us Basin Street Blues, I Ain't Got Nobody, Royal Garden Blues, Everybody Loves My Baby, and When Lights Are Low. And we just heard the original Memphis Five, Phil Napoleon and the Dorsey Brothers. And we started with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Earl Hines piano, Fred Robinson on trombone, Jimmy Strong playing clarinet and tenor sax, Mansi Khera, banjo and violin, and Zutty Singleton on drums in Chicago on June 27, 1928. The original Memphis Five record was also from June of 1928. In between all the fireworks, we heard Maurice Winnick's orchestra, winners of the Guy Lombardo Soundalike Contest, and A Little Bit Independent, with Sam Costa on the vocal from December 7, 1935. Violinist, pianist, and saxophonist Maurice Winnick was born on March 28, 1902 in Manchester, England. At age 14, he was playing in cinema orchestras accompanying silent movies. He studied music at the College of Music in Manchester and formed an eight-piece band which played at the Plaza Hotel in Manchester. Later, he led a band on an ocean liner traveling between the United Kingdom and the U.S. In 1930, the BBC did remote broadcasts of the band from the Piccadilly Hotel. In 1934, he completely changed the band's musical style to become the English equivalent of Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Sam Costa, the vocalist on A Little Bit Independent, joined the band in 1935 as a pianist, but was soon vocalizing full-time, and Ronnie O'Dell was brought in to replace Sam Costa on the piano. In the late 1930s, Al Boley regularly sang with Winnick's band. The band broke up in the late 1940s, and Maurice Winnick became a booking agent for TV shows. And after Maurice Winnick, we heard Mildred Bailey and the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from October of 1933 and Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger from Torch Singer. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'll be back right after this. Last week, June 25th in 1942, the first broadcast of It Pays to Be Ignorant aired over WOR Radio. This spoof of other radio quiz shows, such as Information Please and The Quiz Kids, was heard on the Mutual Broadcasting System until February 28, 1944. From there, it moved to CBS until September 27, 1950, and finally to NBC for about 2.5 months. The panelists were billed as the dumbest people on the planet, and they proceeded to spend the next half hour proving that fact. When asked questions like who's buried in Grant's tomb or what color is the little red schoolhouse, they attempted clarification by asking completely irrelevant questions, interrupting each other, talking in circles, and following dead-end discussions in a vain attempt to find the answer. The host of the show and the quizmaster was Tom Howard. Panelists included George Shelton, Harry McNaughton, and Lulu McConnell. Over the years, sponsors included Philip Morris, Chrysler, and DeSoto. Ken Roberts and Dick Stark served as announcers. Here's the opening from It Pays to Be Ignorant.
What is a reigning beauty?
A girl who's all wet.
Correct. Pay that man $8. If 4 Frankfurters cost 10 cents, what is 500 Frankfurters?
A lot of baloney.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
So here's a set of songs to commemorate It Pays to Be Ignorant, starting off with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra. Thank you.
common deer. I found to my surprise, we didn't harmonize. Now that we're far apart, I realize life could have been a melody, a sweet song of love for you and me. But you didn't know the music, and I didn't know the words. Who ever thought we'd be afraid to blend in a tender serenade? But you didn't know the music, and I didn't know the words. Had I made a lot of pretty speeches, might have done some good. Nightingales above us try to teach us, but we never understood. And our love affair turned out to be another unfinished symphony. For you didn't know the music, and I didn't know the words. Above us try to teach us, but we never understood. And our love affair turned out to be another unfinished symphony. For you didn't know the music, and
thank you. I love you like I do. I don't know why, I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, you just do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, I just do.
Some songs about ignorance in commemoration of radio's It Pays to Be Ignorant. We started off with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra from 1924, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, and I Didn't Know. That was followed by Sylvia Froos, F-R-O-O-S, from 1931, and You Didn't Know the Music, written by Sam Coslow. Then we heard Lois Whiteman, backed by Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, and You Don't Know What You're Doing. And we finished up with a Roy Turk, Fred Allert composition, I Don't Know Why, Benny Goodman and his orchestra in 1931, with Smith Ballou performing the vocal. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Have a request or comment about the show? You can send either by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We're going to take a musical trip to the zoo when we return right after this. July 1st, way back in 1874, the first zoo in the United States opened in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Over 3,000 visitors paid 25 cents, admission for children was only 10 cents, to see the 1,000 animals housed in the Philadelphia Zoological Society Zoo. Besides being America's first zoo, the Philadelphia Zoo created the first baby petting zoo in 1938 and the first children's zoo in 1957. The zoo also boasts a long list of animal firsts, including exhibiting the first gorilla in the U.S. in 1928 and the first white lions in 1993. So here in commemoration of the Philadelphia Zoo are some songs about some animals you might find at the Philadelphia Zoo, starting off with the original Memphis Melody Boys.
An old oak tree, but something wonderful happened to me. Just wait and see. A little operation filled me full of syncopation, and now I shall miss Lee. looking for a chimpanzee. Ain't them monkeys home? That every day, in every way, I'm getting better in my monkey walk. I'm wild as wild can be. So don't you monkey with me. Since my recovery the other day, I made a discovery, and that's why I say, understand it was a monkey gland that made a monkey out of me.
Once again, your Hit Parade presents the Raymond Scott Quintet in another of its unique rhythm specialties. This time, it's a fantasy of the South Pole, the penguin.
We'll be right back.
Some songs about zoo animals in commemoration of the first zoo in the U.S., the Philadelphia Zoo, which opened July 1, 1874. We started off with the original Memphis Melody Boys and Made a Monkey Out of Me. Made a Monkey Out of Me was written by Billy Myers, who was also the vocalist on that record, Lou Black, who played banjo in the group, and Elmer Schobel, the group's leader, arranger, and pianist. Art Castle was also in the band on clarinet and tenor sax. Made a Monkey Out of Me was from a Jeanette 78 recorded April 2nd, 1923. Then it was Raymond Scott from a radio transcription of Your Hit Parade, broadcast December 31st, 1938, and The Penguin. That began with an excerpt from The Toy Trumpet. The Toy Trumpet was the quintet's Your Hit Parade theme song. Raymond Scott was born Harry Warnow. He picked the name Raymond Scott out of the New York phone book to avoid nepotism problems because of the fact that his older brother was conductor of the CBS Radio Orchestra, got him a job as staff pianist, and was promoting his compositions. The Raymond Scott Quintet always had six members, so why didn't he call it the Raymond Scott Sextet? Well, because he just liked the sound of the word quintet. I doubt if you'll see pink elephants at the Philadelphia Zoo, but we just heard pink elephants from Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang and their Blue Five from 1933. And we finished up our musical trip to the zoo with The Camel Walk, Jack Gardner's orchestra, recorded in Dallas by OK on October 16, 1925. And you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison. Quick! What's the most sung song in the English language? I'll give you the answer when I return right after this. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the most frequently sung song in the English language is Happy Birthday to You. Happy Birthday to You was written by Mildred Jane Hill and Patty Hill. Mildred Jane Hill was born this past week, June 27th, in 1859. She died in 1916 and is buried in Louisville, Kentucky. She wrote Happy Birthday to You in 1893, and next time you sing it, make sure you get clearance from ASCAP because the copyright is good until the year 2010. So here, in honor of Mildred Jane Hill, are some fully licensed birthday songs, starting off with Fred Rich and his orchestra.
Summer showers home. This is baby's birthday party day. Everyone's invited, the neighborhood so excited, they're coming with such delighted smiles. This is baby's birthday party day. Across the garden, lanterns gay are swinging. All the fancy paper bells are ringing. Here comes the clowns and trick magicians, the dancers are in positions, and soon we'll hear musicians play. This is baby's birthday party day. Thank you.
day today. I'm on my way with a lovely bouquet. For me, it's the happiest day. I won't be late at her old cottage gate. I'll greet her with a kiss, for that I know she earns. And then I'll say, God bless you, many happy returns. These roses will soon fade away, but she will know what they mean to convey. For it's my mother's birthday today.
Do you think he would be allowed to wear his old school tie? What can have you given nudists for a present? The things I used to buy him would be wrong. I'd send a check, but dash it, how can he go out and cash it? What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? What can you give a nudist for his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? I bought a pair of braces just like a silly pup. But what's the good of braces if there's not one sold enough? What can you give a nudist for a present? I'm sure a bowler hat would be all wrong. And he's not the kind of fella who would need an umbrella. What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? Oh, dear, dear. I've been in holy terror that I make an error. I did think of a camera, but snapshots are taboo. A bicycle sounds stupid when you're dressed up like Cupid. I must send something suitable, that's why I'm asking you. What can you give a nudist on his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? And here's another riddle, but give it up I won't. When at a dance, do they wear fancy dress or do they don't? What can you give a nudist for a present? I somehow think that cufflinks would be wrong. And a watch chain would look silly draped across the front of Willie. What can you give? What can you give a nudist on his birthday? What sort of birthday present can you buy? I have heard that they play hockey, so something I had got. But I don't know for certain if they wear shin guards or not. What can you give a nudist for a present? A shop girl told me spats would be all wrong. She said, good gracious madam, just imagine spats on Adam. What can you give a nudist when his birthday comes along? Oh dear, dear, what can I buy? No, let's be serious. No, honest, what can I buy?
A lump of soap.
A lump of soap? Oh, that's a good idea, a lump of soap. And he's all smoky too, that's good. Thank you very much.
Some birthday songs to commemorate the birth in 1859 of Mildred Jane Hill, composer of Happy Birthday to You. We started off with Baby's Birthday Party, Fred Rich, with Smith Ballou taking the vocal from November 19, 1930. Baby's Birthday Party was written by Anne Ronell, who also wrote Willow Weep for Me and Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. Then we heard It's My Mother's Birthday Today, Jack Jackson and his orchestra with Jackie Hunter on the vocal from September 6, 1935. It's My Mother's Birthday Today was written by Eddie Lisborne and Tommy Connor, who also wrote Mickey's Son and Daughter, a tribute to Walt Disney's cartoon rodent. And speaking of Mickey Mouse, we heard Mickey Mouse's Birthday Party, the International Novelty Orchestra, from October of 1936. And we finished up with What Can You Give a Nudist on His Birthday? Gracie Fields, backed by Percival Mackey's band, on October 9th, 1934. And you heard it all on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, you're invited to send your comments or requests to me by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You can also stop by the website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And until next time, as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.